Okay. From Shir, wanted to connect to my own Inyana Diyoma and see how we could work that out. It says like this. V'ayav Yitzchak es Esav kitzai b'fiv, Rivka ohevis es Yaakov. So we know, whatever reason it is, we know that Yitzchak had an affinity towards Esav, either because he thought he could be the car of him, or he thought, whatever, we're not going to get into that aspect, but there was a certain liking of Yitzchak to Esav, Kitzai Befiv, but Rivka Ohevis is Yaakov. And you know the Mishnah, famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Says the Mishnah, "Kol ava shi tluya badovar, batal dovar b'teila ava." That any ava that's the only reason why you like this person, say this person does you a certain favor. He owns a fruit store, so when you're there, he gives you the fruit for cheap. So you like him because he gives you a good deal. But now once his fruit store is out of business, so if the whole Ava was Tluy of a Dover, so Butla a Dover, Butla Ava. Fisha ain't a Tluy of a Dover, ain't a Batela La Olam. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that if it's not Tluy of a Dover, it's not Batela La Olam. And then the Mishnah continues, Ezel Ava Tluy of a Dover, Zo Avas Amnon Matamar, Fisha ain't a Tluy of a Dover, Zo Avas David the Yehonas. So, and this idea as well is in the Tana Devel Yol with different examples. Shanu Chacham and Mishnah Kol Ava She Tlu Yevadover Batal Dover B'Teila Ava She Eina Tlu Yevadover Eina B'Teila Lolam. So Ava Tlu Yevadover is Bilam Abolak, right? Because they had interests. As the Shai Lamora points out, Bilam as Balak Machmas Mamon, Balak Av Bilam, said he hated the Klal Yisrael. In other words, there was ulterior motives there. Why he had an interest in his money, he had an interest in his Koach HaKlala. So, but it wasn't a real kesher. It was only Tluya B'Dover. And Ezo Av She'ena Tluya B'Dover Kagon Avosim from Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov She'em Oavim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this distinction of Ava Tluya V'Dover Ava She'ena Tluya V'Dover, so we see in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and we see in the Tana Devei Eliyahu. So many Mefarshim categorize again, and this is, you know, again, it's relationship between Yitzchak and Esav is something, you know, that we have to be very careful of how we explain it and understand it. But many Mefarshim categorize the Ava for Yitzchak to Esav as Ava HaTluya B'Dover, and the Ava to that Rivka has to Yaakov as Ava She'ena Tluy B'Dover. And the Chizkuni on page 4, Vayav Yitzchak es Esav, Gavi Yitzchak si Vayav Lamedcha Shelo Haya Yitzchak O Avotomid. In other words, Vayav, not on a constant basis. El Bozos Man Kitzai Befiv. Al Gavi Yaakov Shai Ish Tom Ksi Vrifka O Heves Es Yaakov. Ava Tadira. O Heves, Loshen Hove, constantly. It was Ava Tadira because it wasn't an Ava Hatluya, wasn't an Ava Tluya B'Dover. And if you see the most clear in the Shloha HaKadosh, take a look on page 7, skip a page for a second. You know, the Shloha HaKadosh in his Perush on Chumash, so at the end of every Parsha, he has what's called Derech Chayim Tochachas Musar. He has like 5-6 points, like Musar Haskels, that you can learn from the Parsha. And he lists them, each one a different paragraph. And he calls it Derech Chayim Tochachas Musar on every parsha. So over here, on this Vayev Yitzchak es Esav Kitzai B'Siv, the Kan Romez, that this Pasuk is a remez to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Hadisnan, Kol Ava Shi Tuluya B'Dover, Batel Hadover, Batel Ava. Kol She'ena Tuluya B'Dover, Ava Miskayemes. Afin Yitzchak Sha'av es Esav B'Shvil Inyonei Olam Hazeh. For whatever reason, we're not going to get into that, but for whatever reason that Yitzchak was Ohev as Esav because of Olam Hazeh, see Vayehav Loshen Ovar. Kikshalohev Yitzayit, because when there's not going to be any Tzayit, so Betela Ha'ava. Right? If the whole reason is for Tzayit, for whatever reason, it could be for a spiritual reason that he wanted the Tzayit that would able to make him give the brachas for it, but it was a Tluya Badover. So Vayehav, Loshen Ovar. But Rivko, Heves is Yaakov, Bishvil Olam Haba Hanitzchi. O Heves, because he was the Tzadik, so Heves, O Heves Tamid, Velo Posik. Vizel Musa Godol, Shaloyev Odom Inyone Olam Hazer, Ba'ava Rabba B'Chasheka, Avalatora Mitzvah Zahavasi Tarasi Kol Yom Hisi Chosi. Where certain things that are Nitzchi, so that you should be Oev. The other things are passing things. They're passing things, and they're tluya b'dover, and they're transient, and that's not where the real ava is. And this is so. The Shalor writes it beferish the Sfasemis as well on page 8. Vayev es Esav kitzayi b'fiv akosim no sentam ki lo haisa ava amitis rafluya b'dover heim b'teila dover bot lo ava v'chein k'shekdim Yaakov b'tzeda avdo ha'ava. Well, Rivka Heves is Yaakov Belitam, Niskaima Ha'ava La'ad, Nechaim HaKavaras HaMedrash. And this idea is in the Medrash, because the Medrash he quotes here in the Sfasemis on the top of page 9, the Masha Omar, Kosa Haisa Shamas Kolo, Haisa Mosefes Ava. Take a look in the Medrash, it's on page 10 and 11. It says, Vayev Yitzchak Esesav Kitzayid B'fiv, Kupara tava lupume, was he put good meat in his mouth, and kasa tava, and a good drink to his mouth. So that was, you know, what Esav would do for Yaakov. But then, page 11, the Rivka Hemes says Yaakov, kol shehaisa shomas kolo, haisa mosefes lo ava alavoso. Where it's just the mere fact that she saw or heard the voice of Yaakov, she loved him. It wasn't for any favor, it wasn't just stam without any, just shamas kolo, haisa mosafiso ava vavoso. And on page 6, the Sifsei Kohen Ala Torah, he says that's the illustration. Sifsei Kohen Ala Torah is looking through with the Shach, it's one of the Talmidim of the Arizal. The law Amar Yitzchak Oheves Esav Shemashma LaOlam Kmosh Amar Rivka Oheves Es Yaakov Ava Aduka Im Yaakov Kmosh Amar B'Midrash Kolzman Sheshamas Kolo Mosefes Ava LaVoso. And that's the Ava She'ena Tluya B'Dover. It's like Mosh LaMahadover Domer. You have two people that you know. One person calls you up on the phone because he needs a ride, and he'll only call you when he needs a ride or he needs a favor. You don't hear from him when he doesn't need a ride and doesn't need a favor. Another person just calls you up for no reason, just to schmooze. And there's no, like, pressing issue. He just, you know, just to talk. So that, obviously, is the higher level of Ava. Just call, like Rivka to Yaakov, Kol Shehoisa Shamas Kolo, Haisa Mosefes Lo Ava Al Avosa. And that's the Ava She'ena Tluya, Ena Tluya V'Dover. And this Ava, She'edet Tluya B'Dover, we also believe is the relationship that Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. The Haftorah, which we're not going to be reading this week because it's Machar Chodesh, but the Haftorah we would have been reading this week, which illustrates the Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem, Martin Bamaftanu Alo Ach Esav LeYaakov. In other words, really, they're brothers, so why is, but still the Ohav es Yaakov. Es Esav Sonesi. And the Mesudas Tovah said, from the relationship, I should have loved the Esav the same way. But he says, Emesu Shahabti Eschem Gamli Pa'as Atzmechem. So it's the Ava is Mipa'as Atzmechem. It's Eina Tluya Badover. And I think there's a beautiful idea. Skip to page 15 for a second. In the Sfas Emes. He once gave a shir in Chumash by Vayakhel Pekude, those parshias, that there was extra donations. V'amalacha haisa dayam v'hoser. And we discussed what was done with the extra donations. But the Sfas Emes in Parshas Pekude has a profound insight in what this idea that there were extra donations to the Mishkan. What were those extra donations? What was the purpose? So he says like this: In the Isav Medrash, Eila Pekude Hamishkan Mishkan Aedus, Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Ma Nase BeMosa, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Asay Mishkan LaAedus. So the Chazal say they made a little base medrash with it, whatever. That's the Pashup Shah. Zer Shakosel Mishkan Mishkan Aedus. That in addition to the Mishkan, there was a little base medrash that was on the side. Okay, different pshatim. Shamati b'im Murray's kaini. Shabir inyan kizer mosan dover shalom nasim menu binyan imtein nisher zeh hamosan ladoros. Afil she'ein mikdash. Apo pikein rotson and this is the day Israel olam kayemis. Kamosha kasavnu nizer b'inyan eres chanako. Ulufi darkeinu nemar al pimaz itza v'mishna kol ava shetluya v'dover batal dover batal v'teila ava. Was the idea is like this. If our donations to the mikdash, every donation was used, so then it's like the guy calling up for a ride. In other words, everything, there's a purpose. It's not, it doesn't show any extra love. It just shows there's a need. You have to have a certain amount of bricks, a certain amount of stones, a certain amount of this. It's clear, but whatever. This is what you need to make a structure. So this amount, when there's extra, it shows that it's like the phone conversation that you're just talking because you, like Rivka wants to hear the voice of, you know, you just enjoy the company. You just, you know, in other words, not for a specific purpose. It's just Ava. Ava, that's not Tuli Vadova. It's just Ava. You enjoy the person, you enjoy the company. So to show this idea, there had to be more for the Mishkan than just was necessary to build. Because that shows that the Ava that Klal Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Tuli Vadova. It's not that these donations went for a purpose. They didn't go for a purpose. But it's like the phone call. That's for no purpose. What's the purpose? The purpose is just the friendship, the Ava, the Yedidus, the camaraderie, the love. And to show this idea, that's why there had to be a Nosar in the Mishkan. Because that's the Nosar, the idea of Ava She'ena Tluya Badavar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates. The Sefer Ikrim on page 17 discusses the Ava ben Baal Le'isha, the Ava ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Klal Yisrael. Look in the second arrow, the lower arrow on the right side, in the bottom of the right. It's an unconditional love, without anything. So there's the lashon of cheshek, the chashka. Omer v'choshak Hashem b'chem v'yivchar Shem cheshek y'omer ha'flogas ha'ava b'li tam k'mo sh'avas ha'ish isha miyuchedes miyuzulas ha'afbi she'hinoi me'em yikorach choshek liyos b'li tam shchem b'ni choshka nafsho b'bitchem. This is the special ava. It's called cheshek b'li tam. It's unconditional love. And then look in the paragraph the left arrow. Uzehu shakar. That's what it means am kadosh ata bocha Hashem okech liyoslo la'am skula lo mi rubchem chashak Hashem bachem v'yivcha bachem v'yoseh ki kemosh ha'skula timotzei tzveika b'min lo tipor menu v'einu nimtzeis bo lo mitzar ha'kamos lo mitzar ha'echus kein ha'ava hazos inyan skula dovek b'umbo lo mitzar ha'kamos Hashem loves Klal Yisrael not because they're many in numbers but it's an ava she'ena tuli of a dover and that's what it means to am skula and that's what it means chashak Hashem bachem and that's that mutual reciprocal relationship and that's what the Haftorah says Aloach Esav LeYaakov. So really it should be the same but I still picked Yaakov. I still have that Ava She'ena Tzluya Badover and that's what the Nidvas HaMishkan was all about, that it should go far and beyond what was needed. And says the Maral on page 19 in his Perish to the Pirkei Avos, says Yesh Lom on the Mishnah, Ki Masha Omer Kol Ava Sheina Tuli B'Dover Eina B'Teil Olom Bala Hodia Tikvas U'Bitochon Yisrael B'Golos. Whereas this is the biggest chizuk, that the fact that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an unconditional love for us, so that's the biggest chizuk in Golos. Because we always could say, you know, Golos, we're not doing too well, and maybe we're not the way we should, and we're not this, and maybe we'll never get redeemed. She'efshar shetiyah ha'ava b'teil l'olam. In other words, ava she'inet lui v'dover, it's never going to get severed. She'ava Hashem yisbarach av Yisrael lo haisa tlui v'dover klal. And that's the davar zenira ki kosev omer vayom Hashem al Avram lech lecha. In other words, Maral says an interesting point. Hashem speaks to Avraham and says lech lecha. So he asks Ramban, asks the kasha, ki lo sipir kosev malas Avram v'tzit kosev. Mishvil also tzidkus higia ilav adibur. How come it doesn't start off by saying Avram's a tzaddik, Avram's great, Avram's this, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he's so great, that's why he speaks to Avram. It doesn't say that. We don't have this introductory thing about how great Avram is. So why? So says the Maral to show that it's Ava she'ena tuli b'dover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Avram not because this, that. We start right away the dibur of Avram. Royo yishayakim tchila malas Avram b'tzitkoso. About Sheyomar Lech Lecha Lo Hiskir Adayin Malas Avram Vitzitkoso Hu Dover Chosek Lama Nigrei Av Adibor Adayin Lo Yadanu Maloso. What's going on? We don't even know about this man, and God is giving him an audience. Hinei Tirek Yinigla Adibor LeNoach Because of Leizav Noach Matzachem Beinei Hashem. By Noach it says Noach Matzachem Beinei Hashem, and then Hashem starts talking to him. Chachkosef Shenigla Elav Adibor Beitzal Avram Shaya Efshar Lusaper Elav Sitkos Harbe. By Avram he could have said a lot of things. Lama lo kosov lufnei zet zit koso? Pirashnu atam ki Avram hu roshi chuseinu hu bo haya b'chir eshabocha Hashem yisbarach v'Yisrael l'ksiv ato alokim eshabachata b'Avram. In other words, the b'chir of Klal Yisrael starts with the b'chir of Avram. In kosov b'chir l'tzitzkos Avram, in other words, if it would have first discussed how great Avram is, haya ola al das odom mishvil tzitzkos Avram b'chor bo hu v'zar ha'achorav. Haya ava tluya b'dover. Hu hat Hatidkos, Achshav Shabon of Einam Tzadikim B'Teil Ha'ava. So you might think that our whole Kesher is gone. Aval Ata Shalohikdim Lomar Tidkos Avram. It doesn't say how great Avram was. Just as Hashem appears to Avram, that's the beginning of this relationship. Lo B'Shvil Shim Tidkos Bochar B'Avram Luzaro Rachshav Bochar B'Avram Luzaro B'Tzad Atzman V'Lo B'Shvil Dover Shaya Efshar Lomar Shekashav Botel Also Dover B'Teil Ha'ava. And that's where it all began, and that's this reciprocal relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael. And then you can look at Sfasemis and Bolach repeats this idea as well, and that it's an unconditional love. And that's what the Medrash says in Parshas Vayakel. Mayim Rabim lo yochlu l'chabos es ha'ava. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Eilu umos ha'olam. Because no one could sever this Ava between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the way this is referred to is in the Pasuk in Hosea, on page 22, Erpa Mishuvotim Ohaveim Nedova. Ohaveim Nedova, that's the way it's referred to. That is in the Svarim. The Ava is the Torah's Nedova. It's not based on any on something conditional. It's an Ava She'ena Tuluya Badova. And that's what the Lashon HaMedrash is in the Medrash Tanchuma, the Parshas Bamidbar. Bara Shivim Umos, Uber Lo Achas Mehen. Because Baruch Hu created Shivim Umos and chose one of them. Shenema Bucha Bocha Hashem Lios Lo La'am Segula. Lama Bocha Mehen Lifi Sha'ohav Osam. Shenema Ohavim Nedova. Ohavim Nedova. And that's that we show that same love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And that's how the Sfasem so beautifully wrote. That's why there has to be, in the Nedava of the Mishkan, there has to be extra. Because if the Nedava was only what the Mishkan was needed, that's a Ava Tzuya Nedava. To show our Ava is not because of a specific thing. I call you up just because I like you. Just like Rivka, the Medrash says, Rivka just liked to see Yaakov, to hear Yaakov's voice. It wasn't like what the Shalom says, that the relationship of Esav and Yitzchak was Ava Tzuya Nedava. And this, we know, the whole Shir HaShirim is a mashal for the love of man and wife, and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And it says in the Siach Safi Kodesh, Harav Michemle Kishtadech Imer Baruch Mimezbesh. So one mechutin asks the other, "Madu mischatnim? Why do people get married?" Analo harav mishum shatzarech lamos. So we get married because we're going to die, and therefore we have to have new future generations. So Rav Baruch of Mezbech says, "No, mischatnim mishum shanil maketsa leil v'zakodesh baruch hu. You get married so we can know how to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu." What does that mean? That just like we said that the Ava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is an Ava She'ena Tluya Badova. It's Ohaveim Nedova, like the Medrash says. Ohaveim Nedova. That's the Lashon in the Pasuk in Hosea, the Medrash Melachuma. It's not contingent. That's what the Maral says is the biggest chizik we have in the Golos. That it's, and that's why the Maral says that Avraham wasn't picked because of all his milas from before, but Ohavim Nedava. And that is also, Bez Hashem, the relationship Isha of Isha. Even though perhaps in the beginning people get to know each other, there's certain things that attract each other, one to another, but ultimately the Ava, Bez Hashem, is an Ava She'ena Tluya Badova. That the two people love each other, want to be with each other, want to spend time with each other, because they love each other. Doesn't have to have a specific reason. It maybe begins with something that was tolloy, but it develops in the Ava She'ena Tluya Badover, and that's the Ava that Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, and that's the Eiras Tichli La'olam. And it's brought down in the Sefer Bishur Melech on page 25, Al Derech Hadrush. Tam Shemikachim B'Tabas Dapka. Why do we Mekadesh and Isha with a ring, right? Yeshlomad in a Yaduish Yisrael Mikushar Hashem Yisparach Al Dei HaTorah. That our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah. HaTorah Ein Lo Haschala Ve'Ein Lo Sof. Right? We've discussed this many times. The Torah. That's why there's a minug to tie in Zos HaBracha to Bereishis, because the Torah is a circle. There's no beginning and there's no end. So that shows that there's no case. It's infinite. The love, the Limra Torah never ends. Ki kiyadua no ot sofa b'tchilasa. B'tchilasa b'sofa. Vezeu kamo ha-tabas. She'ein la-haskola ve'ein la-sof. that the ring also has no beginning, something circular, has no beginning and an end, it just continues. And that's what we do when we put on tefillin. We do it circular. We wrap the ritzuas on our fingers in a circular fashion, like the tabas, shi ha-tabas, shal kedushin, ben Yisrael, ha-kadosh baruch hu kuviyochol. And that's like the ring of kedushin, zeh shemekatshin b'tabas, l'rameiz, shal yidei ha-tabas, ha-romeiz la-torah, yushneim b'yachin, mekushar, mekadosh baruch hu, v'chuta m'shulo shlobim heira yinosei. So that idea that love that has no beginning and no end, it's just continuous, it's an ava she'ena tluya b'dover, that relationship between ish v'isha is the same relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's the relationship between v'rivka ohevis es Yaakov, as L'Shalah says. It's ava she'ena tluya, it's ava she'ena tluya b'dover, it's pure, it's something that you love, because you love the person. It's like the person who makes the phone call to speak to his friend, not because he needs a ride, not because he needs anything, just he wants to schmooze with his friend, in contrast to the other person who's only calling when he needs a specific favor. And that's what's brought down also al Derech HaRemez on page 26. After Shemelchech Tam Shemekachim B'Tabas, not only Mekachim B'Tabas, but B'Tabas She'ein Ba'Evin. Now we know if he didn't, there's a reason why. Because we don't want there should be a toast, you don't want her to think it's worth much more than it is. But Al Pi Derech HaDrush V'Hashkofa, nearly Al Perech Derech HaMusar, Iker Tachlis HaNesu'en Hekidei She'yavad as Hashem, Mekdusha V'Taro B'Chol Levavo. It was the Ava should be with a lave, uksiv hasirosi es lave ha'evin mibusarchem, that you shouldn't have a lave ha'evin, it should be a lave basar, it should be a real love, it should be an Ava she'ena tluya b'dover, it should be something that's circular, that continues, and it's an Ava she'ena tluya b'dover, and that's the Ava, Bez Hashem, that should be ben ish l'ishto, and it's the Ava that we should have between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kal Yisrael, it should be kayim la'ad ul'ol me'olam.